this is Senator Al Simpson. How deep a recession America will confront will be determined by whether Congress uses fiscal common sense or emotional babble. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the last time America reduced the tax on industrial capital, the nation's economy boomed up, unemployment dropped, and America experienced the longest economic expansion in our history. Double-digit inflation evaporated to nothing, and every segment of our economy prospered. But it sure came as no surprise to me, Ted, that when the Democrat-controlled Congress increased the tax on capital in the late 80s, that investors dried up and the economy began to cool off. It really doesn't take a rocket physicist to see the comparison here. Stimulating capital investment will stimulate growth and keep this recession from getting any deeper. Or am I going to hear your tiresome old class struggle rhetoric one more time with violins in the background? It's awfully hard to dance to that old broken record.
Al, you love to lead with your chin. Even you should have spotted the fact that President Bush's endorsement of the capital gains tax cut was lukewarm. His heart isn't in that fight anymore. He lost that battle last year and lost it badly. Endorsing it again this year was only a sop by the president for geriatric right-wingers like yourself. You continue to salivate like Pavlov's dog when anyone says capital gains tax cut for the rich. President Bush gave the issue away when all he called for was a study. That's a handy Washington euphemism for burying a thoroughly bad idea, which is what the tax cut is. It would cost the Treasury billions of dollars we don't have. Two-thirds of the benefit would go to people earning over $200,000 a year. It's trickle-down economics at its worst, Al. Study it all you like, but don't take it seriously. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.